Today at Quarinam, welcome. It's November 7th, and our little delegation is now at the AIDS for Religions of the World convention, sponsored by the Ford Foundation. It is in Atlanta, Georgia. They're doing really well. They're showing the Hindu point of view of how to face death. That it is a wonderful thing to know when you're going to die. Most people don't. And you can prepare for the great journey within. And prepare for the great journey back into physical birth. Well, today we're going to do something different. I see many, many faces out through cyberspace. Some of you look really wonderful, but I think others of you have got the idea that I'm saying something about drugs. You might be using drugs. You might be using them this very moment. It don't look so good, but listen, just don't turn off your television right now. Hang on. Listen. We have a message for you. This is going to be very unusual today because we are going to interview Sinyasin Arumugaswamy, who's here with us, who has just visited the chief of police here on the Garden Island of Kauai and the warden of the jail. And he's talked to some of the inmates who have been using ice. Now, this is not the kind of ice that you make in your refrigerator. It's a very different kind of ice. He's going to explain it to you. Now, you might be wondering why we're doing this. Why are we talking about drugs? Why can't you be talking about higher things in your ashram? Well, we also... Our publishers of Hinduism Today, an international magazine that is guiding the Hindu peoples of the world, especially the new generation. Many of them are involved in the drug movement all over the world. We reach many, many countries. So we have a very broad perspective. And we're doing an issue in Hinduism Today. But we're also making a CD as unofficial partners in the coalition of drug-free Kauai as a gift for our dear friend, Ms. Marilyn Wong. Now, Arumugaswamy, speak out. Tell us all you know.
Thank you, Gurudeva. Well, at your suggestion, we began by speaking with the chief of police, Freitas, who is in charge of the police department here on Kauai. And it was from him that we first learned that they considered the greatest problem on the island methamphetamine, although other drugs are present here and have been for a long time, including cocaine, heroin.
Would that be ice, this amphetamine?
Yes, it's called ice. Something that's made and started in Asia some years back. It was something that was changed amphetamines into something vastly more powerful that... The police chief said that it's so powerful that people on the mainland are even afraid of it, but for some reason it's taken a special hold here in Hawaii, and now it's also gaining a hold in the mainland too.
Just paraphrase a few things that our chief of police, who happens to be practically our next-door neighbor, what did he have to say?
Well, one of our main concerns was the youth. And he said, well, the first problem is that the parents aren't involved with their own children. They know they came home from school on Friday night, and they don't see them again until Sunday night, and they don't know what's going on. They have parents here working two and three jobs, and the children don't have the luxury of a stable home life that I remember that the chief said when he was a youth. In his estimation, it's really tough to grow up. Stability isn't there. for the children. And they go off to these weekend parties on the island here, and it starts with alcohol, and then they get on to drugs, and there's assault, and see, 200 people will be on a beach someplace with alcohol and illegal drugs. And this is what these children are doing on the weekends when they don't have there any parental guidance or any reason to be home, or it even seems that their parents necessarily know that they're missing. Now, he went on to explain some of the consequences of drug use. One of the most drastic, of course, is arrest and incarceration, but there's also the asset seizure laws that are very stringent, where if you have drugs on your property or growing drugs on your property and you have knowledge of it, the police can seize your house or seize your car or whatever is involved in the drug deal. Traffic officers, he mentioned, are now being trained to recognize people on drugs who are driving, and this carries the same penalty as drunken driving, driving under the influence, and people can lose their license right away because of it, aside from getting arrested for the drugs. He said that we can see what might happen in the future on Kauai, because he worked on in an inner city in the Bay Area, in the East Bay, I believe. There was an entire population of children who were born addicted to rock cocaine, and they were now all being raised by their grandparents because the whole generation of parents had disappeared, gone back into the drug community. And he said, as these children hit the schools, it's going to be an almost uncontrollable behavior problem because of the nature of these children not growing up correctly, being damaged by the drugs.
So we would say that the talk that I gave in 1964 really was a prophecy. Chemical chaos has actually happened, and a whole new breed of born children is being recognized by our chief of police.
So the chief sent me first over to Alvin Sato. He said there were two experts on the drugs on the island, Lieutenant Alvin Sato, who's in charge of the Juvenile Vice Division. So he is the person responsible for following up on leads regarding juvenile use of drugs, including alcohol. And we sat down and talked to him and asked him some of the things that would happen if they were given a tip about drugs. And he said, well, if they received a tip that had to do with someone at a school, they would notify the principal of the school. The principal would call in the student and search them. Now, in the case of students at school, it's not necessary to get a court order to search them. It's considered part of the right of the school to do that. And if they are found with drugs, the police will be called, the student will be handcuffed, taken to the police station, fingerprinted, photographed, booked, and his parents will have to pick him up. He'll be suspended from school on the spot until the matter is resolved.
Well, it's nice to see that our school system is so strict and working with the police. Here on Kauai, we really have an excellent police department.
Lieutenant Alvin Sato described a program called DARE, Drug Abuse Resistance Education, that the county had adapted from the Los Angeles Police Department. I was amazed to find that this program regarding drugs was being taught in the fifth grade to 10-year-old children. It was taught by police officers. It was a 14-week course, 45 minutes per week, and the officers would go to the school and teach the children how to say no to drugs, what drugs were like, and what the effect of drugs were upon them. I asked Lieutenant Rosa how effective this program was, and he said that the University of Hawaii had done a study on it and determined that the program was as effective as the individual officers were effective, and that if the officers had the necessary skills for teaching 10-year-olds, then, and they were very dedicated to the program, then it tended to work. Otherwise, it did not tend to work. It was determined to do it at the fifth grade level because the Los Angeles Police Department had determined this is the age when the children were most receptive to education and the officers can impact them. At a later age, it seems it was too late.
Well, we would like to put this program into our educational courses that go out all through Asia. We've been working very diligently for child abuse and beatings in the home and wife abuse. Actually, we've just had Kiran Bedi, who was the warden of the largest prison in the world in New Delhi, India, be guest of the government in the country of Mauritius, and also now in South Africa, talking along these similar lines. And we want to talk to everybody out there in cyberspace. You can be missionaries. You can spread the word. We want a new age, but the new age cannot be built on artificial, dangerous substances. All of you out there who are in France and Italy and India and Sri Lanka, Norway, Sweden, Germany, who are listening to this, pass the word around, be careful. Just say no. And don't risk your life, your reputation, or your freedom.